Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the lead-off spot. The center fielder, Alex Metzler. Batting second. The second baseman, John Kerr. Batting third. The first baseman, Bud Clancy. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Carl Reynolds. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Johnny Watwood. Batting seventh. The shortstop, Bill Sissel. Batting eighth. The catcher, Chick Autry. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Grady Adkins. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Grady Adkins. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the lead-off spot. The first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting second. The third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third. The left fielder, Heinie Maynisch. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Beauty McGowan. Batting 7th. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting 8th. The catcher, Wally Shang. Batting 9th. The pitcher, General Crowder. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, General Crowder. And now, play ball. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy hits a line drive into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Metzler. The throw from Shang and he is out, Melillo applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a ball on the ground into right field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Blue moves to second. Heinie Maynisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynisch hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Maynisch reaches second base with a double. Blue scores. O'Rourke goes all the way around to score. It's 2-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins fields it and has Maynisch trapped. There's the throw to Kaum who throws to Kerr, who tags Maynisch for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress strikes out. Two outs. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Maynisch. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Johnny Watwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Watwood hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Kaum moves to third. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the Browns 2, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang takes first base on ball four. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Shang moves to second. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is one for one in the game, with a single. Blue takes first base on ball four. Shang moves to third. Crowder moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is one for one in the game, with a single. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Shang tags and scores. Crowder tags and moves to third. Blue tags and moves to second. Two outs. It's 3-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is one for one in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sissel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins strikes out. Two outs. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is one for one in the game, with a single. Metzler hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 1 in the game. Kerr hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 3, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a fly ball into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. Kress reaches second base with a double. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 0 for 1 in the game. McGowan hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Reynolds. McGowan reaches second base with a double. Kress scores. It's 4-0, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Shang takes first base on ball 4. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Kerr settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 1 in the game. Clancy hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0 for 1 in the game. Reynolds hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kham is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kham is 1 for 1 in the game, with a double. Kham hits a line drive into left center field, beyond the reach of Schult. Kham reaches second base with a double. Johnny Wathoot is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wathoot is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wathoot strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Blue hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy fields the ball and throws to Adkins covering. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke bunts in front of the plate. Autry fields it and throws to first for the out. Blue moves to second. One out. Heine Manish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Manish is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Manish hits a ball on the ground towards first. Clancy scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Manish for the out. Blue moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0 for 1 in the game. Sissel takes first base on ball 4. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0 for 1 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Grady Adkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Adkins is 0 for 1 in the game. Adkins strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Kress hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a line drive into center field. Metzler settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Metzler hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress misplays the ball. That's an error on Kress. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 0 for 2 in the game. Kerr hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Metzler moves to second. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 0 for 2 in the game. Clancy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Metzler scores. Kerr moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 4-1, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-2 in the game. Reynolds hits a line drive towards short. Kress catches it and throws to second to double up Kerr. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 2-2 in the game, with two doubles. Kaum hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-0 in the game. With two walks. Shang hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Whatwood. Shang reaches second base with a double. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Crowder bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to third for the out. Score that a fielder's choice. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2-2 in the game, with two singles and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Crowder moves to second. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Adkins throws to second for one, and Kerr throws the ball away attempting to make the double play. Crowder scores. O'Rourke moves to second. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 5-1, Browns. Heinie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got two RBIs. Maynish hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Kerr scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-2 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a fly ball into right field. McGowan settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-1 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Shang settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Chick Autry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Autry is 0-2 in the game. Autry hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-3 in the game. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-3 in the game, with a double. Kress bunts towards the mound. Adkins fields it and throws to first for the out. Schult moves to second. One out. Beauty McGowan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McGowan is 1-3 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. McGowan hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-3 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards short. Sissel settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Bill Hunfield pinch hits for Grady Adkins. Bill Hunfield is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hunfield hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Alex Metzler is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Metzler is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Metzler takes first base on ball 4. John Kerr is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kerr is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Kerr hits a fly ball into left field. Manish settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Bud Clancy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Clancy is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Clancy hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A two-run home run. It's 5-3, Browns. Carl Reynolds is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reynolds is 0-for-3 in the game. Reynolds hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress can't make a play. That's a base hit. Willie Kom is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kom is 2-for-3 in the game, with two doubles. Kom hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The Browns will come to bat. Sarge Connolly now pitching. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double and two walks. Shang hits a fly ball into left field. Reynolds settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. General Crowder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Crowder is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Crowder hits a line drive towards short. Sissel reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 3-for-3 in the game, with three singles and a walk. Blue hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Blue. The throw from Autry and he is out, Kerr applying the tag. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 5, and the White Sox 3. The White Sox will come to bat. Johnny Whatwood is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whatwood is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Whatwood hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bill Sissel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sissel is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Sissel hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Art Shires pinch hits for Chick Autry. Art Shires is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shires strikes out. Two outs. Buck Krause pinch hits for Sarge Connolly. Buck Krause is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Krause hits a ball on the ground towards first. Blue scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Krause for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 5, and Chicago White Sox, 3. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.